Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and here with my wife, Reverend A, and we're going to be discussing Lesson 253 in A Course in Miracles. Thanks for joining us here on blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery for the best hour. So as we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Myself is ruler of the universe. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself, even in this world. It is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. This must I accept. For thus am I led past this world to my creations, children of my will, in heaven, where my holy self abides with them and him who has created me.
You are the self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. My self, which rules the world, the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. Myself is the ruler of the universe.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment as we consider this lesson. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Has there ever been a day, an event that you've experienced recently or even in the past beyond just this day that you thought to yourself, I wouldn't want this, or I don't want this, or I don't like this, or this isn't the way things should be, or I would not have chosen this for myself? Well, maybe that's small thinking, the small self. The lesson as we're reading it today, the self, the lesson itself, myself, is capital S self. My capital S self is ruler of the universe. Myself, my true self, we could say the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, is ruler of the universe. And what universe is that? It's the universe that you are co-creating with me and all of the brotherhood. All of the almost infinite number of love's creations. I say almost infinite because it has been said that there is an infinite, God is infinite, but that the number of those of us who have separated ourselves from that first creation of love, the child of God, herein referred to as the Son of God, but there's no gender in love, no gender in creation. That there is a finite number of individuations of that self. Difficult to get our mind around all that, so never mind all that conversation. Only pointing out that that self, that capital S self, has literally agreed to and made agreements to contracts, if you will, to be in relationship with our brothers and sisters here for our awakening, for our learning. We come here for our learning. we are here for the opportunity to remember who we are. When we refer to it as a game, it seems not very... Sometimes it can seem, you know, like that's trivializing all of what appears to be suffering and horror and misery and fear and anger and hatred and death and sin and sickness and death and all those things. But we have dreams every night. Every time we drift off to sleep, we have dreams. And those dreams, if you will, are the universe of the ego mind. It's creating a world of image, of imagination, of constructs of fear. And we play it out. And sometimes it seems quite bizarre and can even be terrifying. Can we see that we are the ruler of that universe, that that is the universe of the ego mind, a universe of fear? But when we wake up, we realize it's not real. It's not the real world. We were safe at home in bed. That's the only example that I continue to come back to, or the best example, I should say, that I continue to come back to in my attempt to grasp my reality here. Myself, my small self, I could say, is ruler of the universe of my sleeping mind. Yet the Course in Miracles tells us that we're always sleeping. And so then if we take it to one more level, my true self, my capital S self, is ruler of the universe. And it is working to help me to awaken from a dream of separation. That self did not create itself. And so we acquiesce to the realization and the understanding and knowing that we are one with God, one with the Creator. You are the self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. You and I are one, Father. And mine is to remember my true self as the ruler of the universe that you've created, that we have co-created as an experience of love.
These lessons are really looking at identity, true identity, divine identity, and they keep emphasizing, they keep digging deeper into, you know, what this divine identity means. So again, it's, this is your identity, and here are the implications of that identity. And, you know, so I hear or see embedded in this lesson and in these lessons, the last few actually, okay, this is your identity. This is who you are. Everything begins here. All the unlearning begins, you know, with this as the goal. It's removing all the obstacles to the awareness of who you are, who we are, what our divine identity is, and then further what that implication is. And so the divine identity is that you are spirit, that you are as we are, as God created us to be. And therefore, it is done as we decree, that we in this realm are the ruler of the universe. Universe is not capitalized, you know. And so nothing occurs in my experience except that which I have called forth. Nothing comes to me unbidden by myself. So only that which comes to me is called forth by myself. And that in this world, I rule my destiny. I am not a victim of condition, of circumstances, of the belief system that removes me from my true identity, and that nothing occurs in my experience except that which I desire, that which I have called forth, even those things that I say I don't want to happen in some way. There is that desire that it does, or this asleepness that, you know, Brother T is speaking of, that that we believe ourselves to be a victim of and powerless. So once I accept this, I'm led past this world to my creations, the creation, the true creation, where my will is aligned with the will of God and my holy self abides there with that which created me. Not unlike itself, but like itself, to extend and express as it desires. I know that as I follow the thread of desire beyond the surface level desires that are really truly conditioned by this world, I always go deeper and deeper and deeper to the heart and mind of God when I follow that thread of desire to where I want peace, where I only want peace, where I only want love, where I only want that sense of remembrance of my identity. And so it is indeed the heart that leads us there. It is indeed desire that leads us there. And so following that thread leads me to the heart and mind of God. And thy will be done. I create from that space, from that place. Myself is ruler of the universe. This is the starting point, our identity and its implication. It is done as I decree, as I desire in my heart. And I gladly ascend that it may extend itself as me. Myself is the ruler of the universe. My true self, my divine self, my true identity is the ruler of the universe, of this experience. And what happens is what I desire, so I desire well today. I am grateful for this opportunity to remember this truth that sets me free. My God and I are one. And so it is.
And so it is. So we join together again in this lesson, in the realization of the truth of who we are. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send